to the Live with Audacity podcast. I'm your host, Melissa Stewart. Audacity is defined by Merriam-Webster as intrepid boldness or disregard for normal constraints. And that's exactly what we have here. The Live with Audacity podcast is aimed at giving you the courage to explore your someday dreams, do things your way, and start making things happen in your life right now. I'm a mama to four kiddos, ranging from college student to kindergartner, wife to a high school football and track coach, and a multi-passionate entrepreneur. Together with my guests, we're going to teach you how to live with audacity and intentionality, discover and utilize your unique skills and talents, and step into who you are meant to be in order to make your someday dreams a reality. Are you ready? Here we go.
Okay, so we're going to talk about authenticity and why it is so super important and how it's going to help you align with your purpose and your mission in the universe. So the definition of authenticity is true to one's own personality, spirit, and character. And I feel like in our society, our societal construct is essentially set up to like actually beat out your uniqueness and your unique characteristics because, you know, when we're out there, you know, challenging the status quo and thinking differently, or, you know, putting new ideas in people's heads, it can sometimes cause friction or an uproar or things like that. And really society's purpose for us is to, you know, fall in line, pay our taxes, go to work and help the economy and make money and, you know, just follow the rules and get on with our lives. But for me, I woke up one day and I was like, I'm so tired of just being a cog in the wheel. I don't want to be a cog in the wheel anymore. And so that's when I really started to kind of seek out my own authenticity. And it's so important to do that, I think, because when you are authentic and you show up as your true self and you really start to bring out those key qualities and unique characteristics, you really start to see how you're different than other people. And so like in marriage, when you are, when you get married or you have a partnership or a relationship of really any kind, it doesn't have to be marriage. A lot of times we see, you know, they say opposites attract. Well, of course they do, because have you ever seen the yin yang symbol, right? It's like a big part of the circle is on one side and a big part of the circle is on the other side because they fit together so nicely, kind of like this, I guess. And so the whole point of that is that you have unique characteristics and so do I. And so when we find a good partner for us, a lot of times it's, you know, a lot of times we actually seek out people that are a lot like us, but the best partners you can find are the ones that are different than you and that bring something different to the table and then make the circle between the two of you more whole. Because, you know, like in my marriage, my husband is incredible at like building stuff and handyman stuff, not just like a typical guy, but like, he's really, really good at building things and making things and all that stuff. I am really, really good at like organization and admin type tasks. And so that is one of those ways that we really work really well together. He also is terrible at cooking, but I wouldn't say awesome, but I'm a lot better at cooking than he is. And so I do the cooking because that's just not his interest. That's not his talent. And so that's how we work together. And, you know, so we play off of each other. And I think that's the best way to be in partnership with someone. But the point of authenticity is if you're not bringing those things out of you, if you're not showing up as a really authentic person, it's a lot harder to, first of all, find those people that you can be in partnership with and do it really well. But then also, you're selling yourself short. You are, you're faking it. You're showing up as someone that you're not. And then people don't really know if they can trust you because you know how it is. Like, you can totally feel someone's vibe. Are they being real with you? Are they not being real with you? And then it gets kind of frustrating because you're like, okay, I hear what you're saying, but I know you're actually thinking something different. And then, you know, have you ever had one of those friends that's like totally fake nice to everyone, but then like as soon as they walk away, they're like, well, that's not being authentic, right? Like, be friends with the people that you actually like being around, and be yourself. So, the reason authenticity is so important is because you will find freedom in it. You'll align better with the people in your life, whether that's a spouse or work or clients or guests on your podcasts. When you show up as your true authentic self, you really start to not just push away the people that don't fit in, but you really start to find the people that really do fit in with you. And that's so exciting. It's so exciting when you start to find your tribe. But basically, it really gives you freedom. You stop walking around feeling like, oh, I can't say that because that would make them mad. Or I can't do that because somebody wouldn't like it or somebody wouldn't approve it. You really start to step out of that people pleaser zone and into a zone of I'm me and I love me and you have that self-love and you really start to learn how to I see a butterfly right outside my window. That's so cool. Sorry. You really just start to realize that you're not everyone's cup of tea. I know that there have been several authors on Facebook or bloggers that have written about, you know, you can't be everyone's cup of tea or you're not everyone's Chick-fil-A sauce, right? Because we're all different. We're all different. And when we start showing up authentically, we get to see those differences. And it's so much fun. It's so much fun. You know, instead of just being a bunch of soldiers, weird Stepford wives, like we're all getting to be like our true selves. And it's just so fun. Do you think people struggle with authenticity in the online business space more than in person? I think people overall in general struggle with authenticity, period. But yes, in the online business space, 1000% because, thank you so much for asking that question, Laura. We actually, I have a girlfriend and we talk about this all the time because we're both in online business. And, you know, we actually just yesterday both came to the same conclusion. Like, I had to really start unfollowing a lot of coaches and groups and things like that because it was like I was hearing their voices and then I quit showing up as myself, right? Because while they're saying this thing, you know, we're all saying a lot of the same things, but we say them in our own ways. But when I'm seeing you say it, then it's diluting how I want to say it or what's in my head. And so 100% yes. We definitely struggle with it in the online business space because we look around at what's everybody else doing? What's their freebie? Do they have a freebie? What's their funnel like? Do they have a podcast? How do they do their podcast? How long should my podcast episodes be? And I'll tell you 100%, this is a ongoing life. Not struggle, it's not a struggle, but it's an ongoing life like question mark, right? Like I always have to say, oh, okay, hold on, let me bring it back. Why do I want to do this? Who am I doing this for? What feels really good to me? Because the other day I just told my podcast editor, I was like, I think I want to make my podcast episode shorter. And he's like, why? I said, well, because I think I'll get more listeners with shorter podcasts. And he's like, Right, but the reason people are listening to your podcast is because you get the whole story. You get to know your guest like fully, and people really like that. That you don't give them a little taste and then run away, right? Like, and then end the podcast. So that's how I do it because that's how I like to talk to people. That's how I like to show up. But so some ways that you can live with Audacity, Laura, I hope that answers your question, and I'll talk a little bit more about that here in just a second. But let me know if that helped or if you still need more info. So the ways I think are best to show up with authenticity are, number one, question everything. Literally everything. If you haven't read the book by Glennon Doyle called Untamed, she really taps in especially well to a lot of those, to what I'm saying is question everything. So, women, we are taught a lot of times just in societal norms that we are supposed to be seen and not heard. We are taught that we are to be pursued or conquerable. And so then we have to make ourselves that way. And we have to be beautiful. And we have to be thin. And we have to be tan. And we have to be blonde, which I know it's. I know what's happening here. yes, thanks. I just think it's so easy to compare in the online space because we, yes, exactly. And that's exactly why I not removed myself. I started unfollowing groups and other coaches because I just couldn't even hear myself think anymore. And, and we spend so much time in the online space that, we tend to drown out our own thoughts with other people's thoughts, and we're like, yeah, absolutely, we totally get it, and we're we agree with you. But then, at least for me, when I see someone show up and they're killing it and they say these things and they're so eloquent at it, I'm like, cool. Well, then I don't want to show up in my group because I'm like, cool, they probably heard or saw that from someone else, or I don't want to be just repeating stuff that other people are saying. I don't want to be a copycat for sure. I want to be my true self. But then when you're getting so much infiltrated into your mind, it's really hard to hear your own self, hear your own thoughts, hear your own, bring out your own authenticity. So I would say question everything. In fact, I have a quick, funny story. I washed my hair the other day with my daughter's 3-in-1 Suave Kids shampoo conditioner smells like watermelon. My hair never felt so soft. And I was like, so I've been trained for 30 something years to feel like, well, I mean, okay, when I was a teenager, I was trained to think that I needed special adult shampoo or elegant shampoo when really the cheap kid stuff works way better. That's blowing my mind, right? And so it wasn't just that. There were a couple other things that all happened right around the same time. And it really just made me go, holy cow. Like everything in my life is a lie, and I really need to question everything. And so I would challenge you to do the same thing. Question everything. Question every commercial you see, every thought that comes in your head. Where are these thoughts coming from? Why do you think them? Why do you think you can or can't do this? Question literally everything. And that's how you're going to really start to dig into your authenticity. I would also say, this is actually my second point, Laura, is stop looking around at other people. You're never going to find what you should do or how you should run your business or how you should run your podcast or if you should start a podcast out there ever. You're never going to find that. When I started my podcast, I started it because I was trying to be an online business manager, and one day I was on a run. And I had been trying to fit my podcast episode. I'm sorry, my podcast name is Live with Audacity, and I was And that phrase, that mantra meant so much to me. And I was just like, how do I fit this in? How can I fit this into my business? Blah, blah, blah. And so I was on a run one day and I was just like, holy crap. I just want to do Live with Audacity. I just want to teach people to be authentic, show up as themselves, do the things that they really want to do, and stop giving a crap what other people think. And so when I did that, I launched my podcast. I had no idea what I was doing. I taught myself everything, but more than that, I didn't ask permission from anyone. You don't need permission from anyone to do anything that you want to do. You really don't. Stop asking people for permission. Stop looking outside of yourself for the okay to do the things that you really want to do. I launched the podcast with zero thought in mind that I was going to be a coach. Zero thought in mind about how I was going to monetize my podcast. I didn't care because I just wanted to have these conversations with people. And that meant so much to me. So that's kind of where that came from. Third is self-love. When you are authentic, you really start to be okay with who you are. And when you're okay and you're good and you're proud of who you are and living with audacity and having that authenticity to be your true self, nobody on this planet can tell you that you shouldn't be this way, or you shouldn't be speak your mind, or you shouldn't go fly fishing, or whatever, because you're like, whatever, I do it because I like it and this is what I want to do. I remember hearing a story about Alicia Keys. Actually, it was in Glennon Doyle's book, when she stopped wearing makeup on The Voice. And she was like, forget it, I'm sick of trying to impress you people. Like, I don't even care anymore. And then one day, Adam Levine was walking by her dressing room and she was putting on lipstick. And he was like, oh, Miss Alicia Keys, who doesn't wear makeup, is putting on lipstick. And she turned around and looked at him and said, I do what the F I want. And that's what you should do too. You don't have to do it sassy. You don't have to do it mean. You can do it with loving honesty, but you can be who you want. And who you are is the most beautiful person in the whole world because that's exactly how you were intended to be. I truly believe that with my entire heart. Another way that you can live with audacity is speak up with confidence. If you are out with your girlfriends and they're like, hey, really want to go eat sushi, and you're like, I either hate sushi or I'm allergic to it, whatever it may be. Speak up for yourself. Say, oh, can we try to find something that everybody likes? Because this is just not really my thing, which, by the way, I totally love sushi, so this is not about me. But yeah, speak up for yourself. If you're with four people and they're like, hey, what do you want for dinner? And you're like, man, I would really love a burger. Freaking say that. Freaking say that. Stop holding things back because you just want to go with the flow. And you can totally go with the flow. But when someone asks you your opinion or asks you what you want or what you're thinking, freaking tell them. They're literally asking you and they want to know. So speak up with confidence. If there's ever a situation that, something's going on and you really are like totally disagreeing with it, speak up. It's okay. You can do it with loving honesty and you don't have to be mean. You don't have to be a jerk, but just speak up. Speak up with confidence. At first, it's really hard, really hard. So fake that confidence if you have to. But the more that you do it, the more that you speak up about what you want or what you believe in, the easier it's going to be on you. The next one is accept others and be open-minded. So this one is really hard for people, I feel like, because our society is really built on judging other people so that we don't have to look at ourselves. But when you are learning to be authentic and show up as your true self, you really start to realize that we all have funky stuff that we've either been through or we're going through. We all have stuff that we have to overcome. We all have stories, which is another reason I started my podcast, because literally everyone in the universe has a story, has something that they've been through, that they've overcome, and lessons they've learned. And so when you really start to realize that, you become more open-minded, because then you're realizing that, okay, I'm starting to find out who I really am. So I don't want to judge other people about who they really are either. And so showing up a really open-minded person and loving people no matter what, I think that's really hard for people. But treat people how you want to be treated. I don't ever want to be criticized for, because of my podcast, or because I'm married to a football coach, or decided to have four children, or whatever people judge for. I don't want to be judged for any of those things. I want to be able to live my life and be happy and do my thing. And so be open-minded and loving to other people who are trying to do the same thing. Because that's truly what it takes to be authentic, is to love yourself and then love others too. Be honest with yourself about your shortcomings. Oh, it's so hard sometimes. And then we catch ourselves, right? And we I've been showing up in my group a little bit here and there and blah blah blah. And then I posted something earlier today, and it took a while to get a response. And I started to kind of question myself and be like, I'm not doing the right thing, which is so crazy. That's just all in my mind. It's all in my head. But it's one of those things where it's like you start to catch yourself and you're like, oh, that's a weird mindset thing that's coming up. I need to probably work that out and figure out what's going on. But be honest with yourself about your shortcomings, because this is where you start to learn that you're not perfect, but you can get better each day and realize that others are doing the same. They are also trying to be their best selves. And when we really first get into that personal growth journey, we want to fix all the things at once, right? We want to get in shape and read all the books and launch a business and be the best mom and be the best wife and get our finances in order and all those things. But we can't do it all at one time. We really, really can't do it all at one time. So what I mean by being honest with yourself about your shortcomings is you are going to grow like crazy when you first start stepping into your authenticity. But it's a lifelong process. You got to keep going. You got to keep peeling those layers back to figure out where you're not living with authenticity, where you still have those conditionings, before you started your personal growth journey or your authenticity journey. You got to start really peeling those pieces back. And when you do, and you can get really honest with yourself, it's crazy. It's so good. It's scary, but it's so good. For example, we hang out with my family all the time, and my brother was here one time, and he got kind of heated with me and was just, and he, I'm going to be perfectly honest and vulnerable with you guys right now. My husband and I bicker. Well, we used to bicker a lot. It's gotten better over COVID. But we used to bicker a lot, a lot. And so my brother was calling me out and was like, all you guys ever do is argue and fight with each other. And I could have been like, what? You're crazy. And really seen it as like an assault on me, essentially. But because of this personal growth journey, I really looked inside myself and was like, I wonder if there's truth to that. Let me think about this. Let me peel this back. Let me try to dig into this. Where's this coming from? And I realized he's probably right. And so that was really helpful because any other time before that, if he would have said the same thing, I would have been super defensive and what do you mean I'm not perfect and things like that, which is absolutely crazy. Like everybody knows you're not, we're not perfect, right? But just being faced with that like imperfectness is really hard, really hard. So you've got to be strong enough in your mind and your self-love to be able to be honest with yourself. A lot of times, again, that's just really hard. And even sometimes the people that are telling you these things about yourself, they may be correct, they may be right, but maybe they're not really ready to look inside themselves. So it's kind of a catch 22. You gotta really know yourself to be able to be honest with yourself and look inside yourself. The next one is be mindful of your thoughts. So, yes, exactly. When you become stronger in your resolve about who you are, it's a lot easier to be mindful of your thoughts, right? And so, some of the things that I do to remain mindful of my thoughts are a journal about them, or I write them down when they pop in my head. I recognize now when I'm having thoughts that aren't serving me. And I meditate on them and I do things like that because those things help me to be proactive rather than reactive. And a lot of times before we start on a personal growth journey or even like in the middle of it, I mean, once you start on it, you're always in the middle of it, just FYI. You never get to the end until you're dead. So while you're, working on these things, you slowly become more proactive about your thoughts and instead of reactive. We, a lot of times, again, before you get into personal growth, you're walking around like the alarm goes off and you wake up. That's you being reactive. You go to work and the boss gives you stuff to do and you do it. So you're being reactive. You sit in traffic and if someone cuts you off, so you freak out because you're being reactive. But when you really start to take control of your thoughts and your mind, things like that don't really bother you as much, or it goes back to that whole thing about being able to be honest with yourself. You really start to see things from a different perspective and say, oh, okay, I'm going to take a minute. I'm going to take that in. I'm going to think about it. I'm going to think about how I want to react to it. And then you proceed rather than just going through life, just willy-nilly reacting to things. Does that make sense? Maybe proactive wasn't the right word for me to use, but does that make sense? I hope that it does. And then again, I've said this several times. Fake kindness sucks. Stop being fake kind to people. You can be authentic and you can be yourself with loving honesty. But you're not going to do that until you learn to love yourself. And you're not going to learn to love yourself until you become authentic with yourself. Until you start to realize who you really are, you're not going to be able to do those things. So you're still going to continue to show up as fake nice. Like, maybe you're running late to practice and your friend calls and it's like, hey, can you please help me out? I really need help taking my kid to practice. And you're like, cool, I really need to stop at this in your head. You're like, cool, I really need to stop at the store and grab Gatorade before practice, but whatever, I guess my kid will just have water. Sure, yeah. And you tell your friend like, hey, yeah, of course, no problem, blah, blah, blah. But really, you're just super pissed off about it. That's fake nice. Don't be fake nice. Be lovingly honest. Hey, I'm so sorry. I totally would, but I plan to stop at the store right before I took my kid, and I'm running a little bit late. I'm so sorry. I'm not gonna be able to help. Or yeah, absolutely, I can help. But can you stop and pick me up some Gatorade, and I'll just meet you at practice and give you money? Awesome. Like work it out. I know all my examples are about kids and family, because I am a mom with kids and family. But yeah, stop being fake nice. Be honest. Be lovingly honest about who you are and what your real thoughts are, because that's the only way that you get to be respectful to the person that you're dealing with, but also ultimately respectful to yourself. Stop being disrespectful to yourself to be more, to appear more respectful to other people. Be lovingly honest, be authentic, show up as the person that you truly are. So real fast, I know we've been on here for a little over 30 minutes now. I'm going to wrap it up pretty quickly. But real fast, I just want to go over how does being authentic help you align with your purpose? Well, when you start showing up as the authentic person that you are, and you start really diving into your unique gifts and talents and the people that you like being around, and you start building that tribe around you of people that are similar to you, or that believe the same things, or vibe with your energy, then you really start to also so you're showing up as authentic, but then you're starting to realize like, oh, I can help people with these unique gifts and talents. Because here's the thing, it's like snowflakes, right? They're all different. So your unique gifts and talents and your dreams and the things that you really want out of your life are all put inside of you for a reason. And they, all of those things combined, are there to build your purpose. Because when we take, let's take me for example. I love talking to people. I love being in community with people. I love teaching. I love learning. And I love getting people's stories and talking to them. So part of my purpose is to have my podcast. I truly believe that because it takes all of my unique gifts and talents, and the fact that I like doing it online, or I like doing it from home. I love doing it from home. Really makes it beneficial for me, and that's how I knew a podcast was the right thing for me. So many people told me like, oh, you should do video and blah blah blah. Guys, this is the first time I've done my hair and makeup. Well, this is the second time I've done my hair and makeup in like 3 months. No, I don't want to be on video. Except for today, but you know what I mean. Like YouTube interviews weren't my thing at the time because that's just not who I was. It's not how I wanted to show up. I wanted to show up as my authentic self, and my authentic self likes to wear yoga pants with my hair up in a bun and no makeup. Like, I freaking love that. Sometimes I get social anxiety these days. So being able to do it and not have to see someone's face while I'm interviewing them was perfect for me. So what I'm saying is those unique gifts and talents, those dreams, those things that you're really interested in all build on your purpose, but you're never gonna know what that is until you become authentic with yourself and with the world around you. So that's how being authentic helps you align with your purpose. So that is it for me today. I hope that you enjoyed. I hope that if you did not catch this live, that you catch the replay. And thank you again, Laura, so much for having me. If you guys are interested, you can go check out my podcast. It's Live with Audacity, and it's on all the places. So Apple, Spotify, Google, wherever you listen to podcasts. So again, Laura, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate you guys. And if you need any help or you want to dig into what your purpose is with me, you are more than welcome to send me a friend request and send me a message. Okay, I'll talk to you guys soon. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey y'all, I had to jump in here real quick because I need a favor. If you are loving the Live with Audacity podcast, I need you to do me a big solid favor and share it with your friends, share it on social media, and go to the Apple iTunes link and click subscribe, rate it, review it. I need to know your feedback, and I want to keep putting this out for you, so I really need your help to get the message out. Thank you so much for your loyalty and your super kind and sweet words. They mean so terribly much to me.